Each one of us has some big dream for our lives. In today's program, I'm joined by a special guest, Peter Irvine, who's the former managing director of Gloria Jean's Coffees. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as Peter shares some of the realities of living out your dreams. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called Blessed to Be a Blessing. Now, I'd love to send you a free copy to help you more and more become a channel of God's blessing into this lost and hurting world. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at the whole issue of living out the dreams that God puts in our hearts. Is it okay to have a dream? What does it feel like when we go out of our comfort zone? How do we handle those difficult times along the way? This week, we're joined by a man who had a God-given dream since the mid-90s when he started the Gloria Jean's coffee stores here in Australia. Peter Irvine is the Managing Director of Gloria Jean's Coffees. Peter, welcome.
Thank you, Bernie.
Peter, tell us a bit about yourself. You come from an advertising background, don't you?
That's right. I worked in an advertising agency for just over 30 years. Started when I was just under 15 as a dispatch boy.
Literally from the bottom.
That's right. And then the last 2 years I was Managing Director.
Well, it's interesting. How do you get from the point of advertising to coffee?
Well, the last few years prior to finishing in advertising, always felt that maybe God was putting something else into my spirit. Didn't know what it was, but I still had to work faithfully at the job I was in and building that company until something would eventuate. I didn't know whether it was me or whether it was him. But then in 95, our home fellowship leader spoke to Sue and myself and said, "Are you interested in doing something different?" He was already in his own business importing tea and coffee. He had an opportunity from the US to pick up Gloria Jean's. So we decided to go over there, have a look at the concept, liked it, negotiated the deal, and that started the process.
So you had this unsettled feeling that you thought something else was happening but you didn't quite know what?
May not have been an unsettled feeling. It's whether God was birthing something different. Our whole aim was, do we retire? You look around in advertising and there's no one, or very few people over 50.
Right.
And you wonder whether they've been killed off.
You don't look a day over 45, Peter.
Thank you. I'll let my wife know. So it's a full-on, can be frustrating, but it's a very busy, stressful occupation. As much as we survived and thrived as an agency, we became one of the largest agencies in the country with some big clients like McDonald's and so on. But we wondered whenever my time finished there what we were going to be able to do to be able to continue to resource the kingdom.
You know, what do you mean by that? What is resource the kingdom?
We're able to put finance into people that are out there, you know, whether on the mission field or reaching out to people and putting those in need in the community. We could certainly do some of that after I've finished in advertising, but to build a business that was based on biblical principles with my partner who had the same ideal, and then be able to resource supporting the community and missions and people that are out there at the coalface, if you like, and finance them into doing that.
Was that always part of the dream? Was it coffee first and that later, or was that first? I mean, how did that come together?
Oh, I think that was first. Coffee was just an opportunity that came along, and to be able to build a retail chain, to be able to build finance that would grow over a period of time, even after, long after we may not be able to work one day, it would still be there generating income in the sense both parties didn't need an enormous amount of money to live on, because coming out of advertising, you know, I was fairly well off till nearly lost most of it in the business or did. But out of that came the opportunity to build resourcing and use the excess to be able to fund projects, ministry and so on.
So I guess you started to investigate this whole idea, and then at some point the reality of what you're doing must have cut in. I mean, at some point you must have gone through the planning and said, my goodness, to actually do this properly, it involves all of these things. Do you remember that time and what that felt like?
Yes, and it's still the same today. Now we've got 261 stores open.
261?
Around Australia.
That's great.
It's the same. It's at a different level. Yes, I tend to, at a stage in my life, no matter what it is, I make the decision to do something, and then you suddenly realise you've jumped off the cliff without a glider or a parachute. Then you realise you've got to start putting into action and seeking God about the steps, the future, and start to not just sit there or stand there, if you like, but actually start planning and building the idea that's now become a reality.
So tell us about that. What role did God play in all of this nitty-gritty making it happen for you?
Well, he plays a role in virtually all of it because, A, he calls it into being. He births something, you know, in us. It's like, if you like, a vision or a dream. And the Bible talks a lot about having dreams and visions, mm-hmm. but this was a practical one. I always had this idea, it was nothing to do with anything, and you walk around shopping centres and say, geez, it'd be good to have a retail chain. Mm-hmm. For what reason, don't know. So there was something there that I never thought I would ever do in my lifetime, and here we are, we have it. Then, you know, the ideas, as you have time with him, I go out walking and jogging in the morning, that's mm-hmm. when he births ideas. My partner spends a lot of time on his side in prayer and seeking God for decisions, putting on boards, who should be on those boards, how we should grow the business, when we should expand, how many stores we should open the next year. And what a lot of people misunderstand is that a lot of the business books that are written are actually based on biblical principles. Mm-hmm. The people writing them may not always understand that, and in fact many of them only copy other people. They've never done it themselves. But if you read the books of people who have actually been out there and done it, yep. it gives inspiration and direction. I believe God speaks through those ideas that they have, which in the end all come out of Scripture anyway.
So to hear you talking about it like this, for you, am I right in saying it wasn't some ooh-ay out there really spiritual thing, it was a really practical, nitty-gritty thing of God getting involved? Is that how it was for you?
Yes, most definitely. He provides that spark. Mm-hmm. And I believe in all of us, because God's got a plan and a destiny for all of us. And if you look at the Bible, nowhere does it say we are to retire. We might finish a job somewhere, and we move on in some way. Some people might go into full-time ministry. Some may help ministry. Some may move on to another job. But, you know, when his people decided to settle down, he pulled them out and moved them on because he had more things to conquer. He had more things to do. He wanted them to be an influence to other nations. He wanted them to reach out to other people. And we're called to be the same and do the same things.
That's fabulous. Now, at this point in time, I understand from reading the Financial Review that you now have taken over Glory Jeans globally. Is that right?
That's correct. Early this year, the transaction was finalised, started in late 2003 when we approached the Americans, because in discussions with my partner, we thought, well, our 10-year renewal comes up in 2006. Mm. Based on a formula, there's quite a big renewal. We didn't expect to have this many stores open, and we felt, why don't we try and buy back the birthright, in a sense, because we birthed this in this country. And also, they could always sell to someone else who's not a friendly partner and not renew it. So our franchisees and ourselves don't have something that's of any value. Well, the progress through the discussions went to the point of actually buying the brand worldwide. So we own it for every country. The US now reports to us all that revenue that went into the US now comes back to Australia. I mean, our aim with this was not just to protect us and the franchisees, but to also be able to push out our ministries we're supporting worldwide, for example, like Mercy Ministries dealing with young women. As they open homes in other countries, and they're opening a home in the UK, we're mm-hmm. just about to sign the master franchise for UK. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to link them with Mercy to start building awareness for Mercy and fundraising through money boxes. So the giving, supporting ministries is in a sense money, but it's actually providing a platform for them to build their name out in the community as well.
That's really great. I love what you said there, that you never expected to have as many stores, and my hunch is you probably didn't expect to be buying the global brand.
That's right.
Either. So it's just fabulous to see what God's done. Listen, when we catch up tomorrow, I really would like to talk to you about what you felt that you were good at, what gifts you brought to the table, and what role that played in deciding to do Gloria Jean's Coffee. Let's catch up again tomorrow.
Thank you.
The whole point of living out our dreams isn't just self-fulfillment, although that's a big side benefit. Now, from God's perspective, the point of it all is for us to be a blessing to others, for us to share His love, His blessings, with others. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Blessed to Be a Blessing, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you more and more become a channel of God's blessing into this lost and hurting world. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way into your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Dimet. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.